To me, what we are seeing this season and somewhat last season goes back to the trade deadline in 2015 when Dayton Moore put all his chips in at the table and traded most of the team's best pitching prospects for Johnny Cueto and Ben Zobrist. When those trades occurred, we caught some flack on our show warning fans about how those were championship or bust trades. And even if it does work out, to understand there will probably be a price to be paid the next few years or somewhere down the line for being all in. It wasn't rocket science. We just wanted to help prepare the fans for disappointment, I guess. Those moves to me were great trades because you got the ring. But it was naive to think the Royals wouldn't pay at some point for mortgaging part of their future for the opportunity to win a title. And you know what? That is what small market teams have to do. Build a system. Develop players. And when the iron is hot, you have to strike. You have to go for it. And use the farm system when the time is right to get the assets to hopefully put you over the top. Here's the thing. We saw right away last year the price of those trades. The Royals kept sending out Chris Young, Chris Medlin, Dylan Gee, among others, every fifth day, to a point where it felt like the Royals were giving away a game every 5 days. No pitching depth in the minor league system to plug that hole, and maybe a big reason why Edison Volquez wasn't traded last year. And luckily, the rotation didn't have too many injuries, and the team hung around in the playoff race a year ago. This year, Yordan Ventura passes away. Injuries strike, and there are no answers in the team's minor league system to where the Royals are regulated to pick up guys off waivers from the Mariners and Angels. That's why in a key series in Minnesota late this season, the team has to start Onelky Garcia. If that pitching depth is still there, you might not have to spend $70 million to pay Ian Kennedy, $16 million for Jason Hamill, $12 million on Travis Wood, $25 million on Joaquin Soria. Thus, you would have more money to spend in other areas. Perhaps you could have kept Wade Davis instead of trading him. Maybe you could have found another power bat. And yes, Alex Gordon's contract doesn't help either. Let me be very clear. I am thankful for Dayton Moore, and I thank him for bringing playoff baseball and a World Series championship to Kansas City. He was the best GM in baseball in 2015, and almost all the moves he made turned to gold. It's almost like he made a pact with the devil to win a title. Or so it seems, since 2015. Dayton has been jinxed with many of the moves he has made, starting with the signing of Alex Gordon. The one overwhelming flaw that is catching up with him and the organization is the lack of pitching developed in the system. Has there been some bad luck? Sure, Kyle Zimmer's been injury-prone, and there are other examples. But other than Danny Duffy and Yordan Ventura, who have the Royals turned into regular starting pitchers for this rotation? Listen, I'm not saying Dayton Moore shouldn't have made those trades in late July of 2015 for two rental players that were a big part of winning a title. But there is no doubt in my mind those trades set the stage for where we are today in 2017. It's a snowball effect. I have no idea if Brandon Finnegan, Sean Manaea, and Cody Reed and John Lamb would have cut it as starters or would have been relievers with this team, but they would have given the organization the depth of pitching that they are in so dire need of today and maybe for the next few years. And having said all that, if that was the deal Dayton made with the devil in 2015, I'm more than okay with it, and I hope I'm not the only one who feels that way. I believe last season, this season, and perhaps the next few seasons are part of the payment plan on winning a championship in Major League Baseball. Yes, I'm worried about next season. I'm worried the Royals could go back to losing 90 to 100 games every year. And yes, I have been spoiled, and I want to win it every single year like every other Royals fan. But once I take off my sports talk show host cap and just be a fan, I can live with all of this because I remember how it once was. And no matter how bad or good things become with the Royals, I will always have the memories of five straight seasons with meaningful games in September, two unforgettable Octobers, being at the World Series, seeing the World Series banner hung at the K. And I can thank David Glass, Dayton Moore, Ned Yost, and many of these players on this year's team who made something I thought I would never see in a million years possible, a World Series championship.